Show with Josiah and Herbie.
We are done and dusted for another week.
Yes, depending on what day you're listening to this. You could be listening to this on a Monday, Herbs. It's the start of next week.
You could indeed. But it is the end of our week and we had a huge show to sum up the week, full of plenty of guests. We had Jake Edwards, who is a former Carlton football player, but he's also the founder of Outside the Locker Room. He joined us to talk about the effect that having all the sports being cancelled is having on people's mental health. Really great chat there. And then we also got the Greater Shepparton City Council Mayor Seema Abdullah on to give us an insight into what's happening locally and the changes that have been made around town.
Plus, hopefully you are listening to this on a Friday like today or over the weekend, because we did give you a lot of ideas throughout the show on things to do in quarantine or in isolation over your weekend. You and I this weekend, we're going to be trying couples yoga.
Very interested to see how that pans out. But also, you want to listen out for this in the podcast. Britney Spears has claimed to do something. She's claimed something unbelievable, and I don't know if it's true, but she believes it is. You have to listen for yourself to make up your mind.
You know what? I'll chuck it up next. Don't go anywhere. Britney Spears, what she's done, right around the corner.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
One celeb has claimed to have done something, which really is, I'm going to say, unbelievable, because what this celeb has done is better than elite athletes. The best of the best, this celeb reckons they've done better than. So the celeb I'm talking about is Britney Spears. So Britney, she's very vocal on social media. She likes to keep people up to date with what she's doing, and especially at the moment with everything going on in the world, she's been sending positive messages. She's been doing at-home workouts that people can copy. And yesterday she put a post up while I was scrolling through my Instagram feed, and I thought, what am I seeing here? This is, as I said, unbelievable. So it's a picture of her app just using the timer. So she used the stopwatch part of your Apple phone that just is like a stopwatch, but you can see it on your phone.
Yeah, I use that when I'm doing my planks and stuff like that.
Yeah, counts up to whatever time you're aiming for. Now, she put a screenshot of her time. Her time is 5.97 seconds. So that's the time that's just put up. And now this is the description. Ran my first five. Getting over your fear of pushing it in the beginning is key. Once I did that, I hit five. Usually I run six or seven. My first try was nine, and now I did it, whoop, 100-meter dash.
No, she did it. Hang on a second. Usain Bolt does it in, what, 8.5 or something?
No, Usain Bolt is 9.58 seconds. That was in 2009. And now Britney, who's 38 years old, has not, I'd say her peak of her career was behind her. She's now claiming that she's run the 100-meter dash in 5.97 seconds.
This girl needs to stick to whatever she was good at before this.
When she was at high school, I used to run it in 6 flat, Brittany says. 6.8 seconds was her average, but she's beaten that. 5.97 seconds. She's going to the Olympics next year in 2021.
She's there. She's representing America. You know what I would love to see? I'd love to see during these times someone stream this. Britney Spears, Usain Bolt, 1.5 metres apart, obviously, social distancing. At the start of a track, film it on social media. Every single person in the world that's in lockdown will be watching this thing and watch the two of them go hell for leather over 100 metres. Can you imagine?
You should actually put it out on Twitter. Get them to come together. Look, it was put up on her Instagram. I'll share it on ours as a story, but I can let you know this morning she has deleted the post. So I'm not sure, but I will share it so you can all see that I'm not making this up. Brittany can run under 6 seconds in 100 metres.
Let's make this happen this weekend. Everyone listening, at them on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, whatever you need to do. Let's get that race to happen.
Or even can, while you're in your backyard, try and run the 100 metres in 6 seconds.
Yeah, good luck to you guys.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
I am broadcasting from home at the moment. It is sort of being forced by our company that we have to do this. I'm not actually sick. It's just to take those measures. So if something does happen, there's at least one of us to do the show. And I'm actually broadcasting from outside in my backyard in Maroopna.
We can hear the crickets in the background.
Yeah, it's lovely. It's actually a beautiful morning, not cold or anything.
Can you be quiet for a second? I'm going to turn you right up and let's listen to the crickets. Oh, that's so cool.
How's the serenity? Feel the serenity. And it's lucky I'm outside, because if I was inside, you would hear two lovely ladies getting physical because they are working out this morning.
Who's that?
My housemates.
Oh,
they're
right.
Up in Adams.
They had two randoms over just working out in your lounge room.
Yeah, someone knocked on the door, said, in you come. No, my housemates, Sim and Dee, they're up early and they are working out, getting a physical, which seems to be a very common thing that people are doing while in lockdown.
Yeah, I've had, I did two home workouts. I tried to get to 100 push-ups, which I managed to do a couple of days ago. I'm a beast, obviously, and did some squats.
Took him all day.
Oh, it took a lot to get motivated.
Squats, he did two.
Yeah. 200. And then I yesterday did some Pilates, downloaded some app to get the old core ready to go. And I sent you a message with a screenshot saying Herbs were doing this one. It was really good. But then I came across something. I ended up in a bit of a YouTube spiral yesterday afternoon watching some Vice documentaries and whatnot. And this one little suggestion to watch on YouTube came up in my feed. And I Snapchatted it to you straight after I Snapchatted you something else. And I was like, this is what we're doing this weekend. And your response was, surprisingly, I'm in,
yes. See, you do send me a lot of things that you would like me to take part in. And majority of them, hardcore no. Don't even give it a second thought.
Now, you and I are aware, we're technically radio husband and wife, aren't we?
Yes. We're in a, you'd say, a work relationship. If you had a partner, I'd be spending more time with you than your partner, is what tends to happen in the radio world. But what you sent me was interesting, because it means we're going to get quite up close and personal with each other, and you and I are both not good at this.
Couples yoga. If you could tell by the music, you and I are going to get sensual, and we're going to use each other's bodies to stretch the other person's body. And the positions they get into are very different. But I do suggest that this weekend, Herbs, you and I go to either your house or my house in isolation, like everyone else should be, of course, and start stretching each other over each other's bodies. And we should film it for the socials, of course.
My only issue with this is that you and I can both not do yoga or Pilates. We don't even stretch after we work out, because that's an effort. So it's not like going to be two pretzels entwined into each other.
No.
It's going to be like two sort of chairs or wooden planks on top of each other that cannot hold each other's weight up.
Oh, someone's doing a hammy, that's for sure. It's not going to be two swans like we saw in that video. You and I, someone's snapping a hammy.
This is the real reason that we've been isolated, because someone will be injured after this. And they're going to need one of us on the show next week.
They keep us separated for the radio, but we're happy to roll over each other's bodies in weird positions.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Streaming services, they're going bonkers at the moment. We know a lot of people are hitting up the old Netflix, Stan. People are trying out new ones. Disney Plus has hit the services recently.
I think I'm new to the party, but yesterday afternoon I got into a YouTube spiral. I've never done that before. Yeah. You hear people, they go from one... I've never done it before. And then yesterday, we've got YouTube on the TV now. I just was going from one thing to the other. It was a bad, bad spiral, man.
Bonkers. But there is a new streaming service that is launching next month, April. So we're so close to it. It's called Quibi. And it's got a show on there that I believe is going to be the greatest show on earth.
Oh, here we go.
No, you're going to love this. So it actually is a cooking show. We know we've had before MasterChef is up there, Iron Chef, Ready Steady Cook. They're all your stock standard, and people get sick of them.
Hang on. I forgot about Iron Chef. That is the GOAT of all cooking shows. That was me and Dad, or Dad and I, used to watch that so many times growing up. What a show.
It is good. Ready Steady Cook, you knew you were homesick because you're watching Ready Steady Cook.
Or school.
Are you capsicum?
School's finished early. I'm a tomato.
This one is called Dishmantled.
Right.
All right, listen up, because you're gonna love this, and I reckon everyone's going to be tuning in come April when it launches.
I'm hungry thinking about it.
So, Dishmantled, it's a featured TV series, and it is very real. So you might hear this and go, you're not telling the truth, Herbs. No, I am. So it's hosted by Burgess, who stars in Unbreakable.
Oh, I thought you meant baby John Burgess, not him.
No. And each episode starts with the canon blasting out a mystery food dish into the faces of two blindfolded chefs. They'll use their culinary powers to identify the exploded dish, and then they race against the clock to recreate it. Whichever chef comes closest to the original dish wins a cash prize.
Brilliant idea. What an idea. Hang on. But I don't understand. Do they have to, like, peel it off their face once the food splats into
their
face?
You've got to taste it, yes. You know how you're blindfolded, so you want to just taste and get all your senses together and try and recreate that dish after it's been blasted into your face.
Oh, imagine this happening to, like, Matt Preston, George Columbaris. How good would that be?
Just anyone that you could play this game with.
Do we know where this is happening? Whereabouts in the world is it? Do we know?
So it's a streaming service. I don't know where it's actually the game's happening itself, but it sounds very similar and audacious as a Japanese game show. So I don't know if they've been watching what's been happening over in Japan and their game shows, taken a little bit of influence from them and then turned it into their own. But Dishmantled, I believe, will be the greatest show that hits our TV screens this year.
I've always wanted to see Nigella have something blasted in her face. What better thing than, you know, a piece of carrot or something?
Piece of carrot? That's not going to be.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie
on Hit 96.9.
Got a top five things to do this weekend because we're all going to be obviously stuck indoors. We're all meant to be staying out of it. Physical distancing is what I'm calling it. I don't like the word social distancing.
Well, we're still being social, so I think it's a bit silly to say social distancing because we are all interacting with each other, whether it be online with your housemates, your family. So there's still the fun part of it, the social part.
Social distancing, it just sounds a bit lonely. I feel like it's a bad, poor choice of words. Physical distancing is what I'm going with. So if you want a top five things of what to do this weekend, write these down, Herbie. You got your pen and paper?
Mm-hmm.
Good, because you and I are hanging out this weekend, so you and I will be doing these indoors. Number five, we spoke about this earlier in the show. Practice some yoga, maybe with your friend or your partner. Do some couples yoga. You and I are going to do it this weekend.
Yeah. Look, I said yes to this, but I'm not really good at this stuff. So you know what? I've got to be open to trying new things, so let's do it.
We'll get into some weird poses. I'm going to bend you over my back, all that sort of stuff. We'll film it and get it up on Instagram, HitGV, if you want to keep up to date with what Herbie and I do this weekend. Number four, you'll like this one. Test your karaoke skills.
Do you know what? I do that already. You don't need to be in lockdown for that to happen. You can just do that any day of the week, wherever you are. Doesn't matter where you are.
Herbie practices her karaoke skills in every song we play this when the mics are off, when we're in the car together. Everywhere we go, you don't stop singing.
Practice makes perfection.
Well, it doesn't.
So I've got to get there.
It really doesn't because you're a horrible singer.
That's why I'm still practicing.
Number three, I know where you and I both sit on this one. Tackle a puzzle.
Ugh,
it'll kill time.
It will kill time. And look, my housemates, they're puzzlers. When I moved into my house here in Marupna, I found that out quickly. We actually have a completed puzzle on our coffee table, and there's one undergoing work at the moment on our bigger table. I have yet to put one piece in because I couldn't care less about puzzles.
I am on board with that. However, I do think it's a productive way to kill time this weekend over a drink, and you don't have to really think. You just kind of do it. I don't like puzzles either. I'm not about puzzles.
I actually saw the other day, I might have been tagged in it, a puzzle, a 500 puzzle, but it's only white. So the whole picture's just white.
No way.
Yeah.
That is my worst nightmare.
I would just imagine the fights that would come over that.
Brilliant for quarantine, though. If you can fix that, do that in your 14 days, you'd be doing well. Hey, here's number two on the list. I don't mind this. If you can get creative and have a spa day.
Oh, yeah. Get the like that.
I've got a really nice bathtub at home, like a really nice one. Not once have I ever used it. And I was staring at it while I was brushing my teeth last night. I'm going, you know what? I might sit in you this weekend and get a bit, you know, bubbly.
But even if you don't have a bath, get a bucket. Just have a foot spa, you know?
Good one.
Put some bubbles in there.
If I do that, I'll make sure I put bubbles.
I will not be touching your feet. I'm not coming anywhere near you.
Herbie.
You can get your own person in your own life to do that because I'm not that person for you. And you don't do it for me.
I will do it for you if you do it for me.
No, you don't. Because I already have back scratcher things at work and you're yet to ever give me a back scratcher, but every day you ask for one from me. So no, sir.
You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours.
No, it doesn't work that way. You're a selfish man.
I promise you, if I have a bath, I'll put bubbles in so you don't see anything. Just scrub my feet.
No, I'm not coming anywhere close.
Number one on the things to do this weekend, guys. Top five, write this down, take notes, and please do this one and listen to Uncle Josiah. Stay indoors.
That is a smart one. Seriously. Look, we've heard it from kids, we've heard it from adults, we've heard it from the government. There's no one going out. So let's just listen to everyone in Australia and stay indoors.
Thank you, Goulburn Valley.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
We're lucky enough now to be joined by Jake Edwards, former Carlton player, and he's also the founder of Outside the Locker Room. He joins us now. Thanks for your time this morning, mate.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Now, Jake, we absolutely love what you've set up Outside the Locker Room. It provides critical mental health education and welfare to support community sporting clubs across Australia. You've been doing this for a couple of years now. How do you reckon you're going to have to change your program now that footy isn't going ahead? How have you seen the change in recent weeks?
Yeah, it's certainly interesting times, isn't it, guys, for everyone. And our foundation is no different to most people out there listening with small business or self-employment. We've had to really look at where we're at this point in time and make some slight changes without, you know, complete changement of our program. So we're now looking at putting some more online education through our social media and our website and making free resources available for our sporting clubs to share with their community Facebook pages and to stay connected with their people. But also our welfare team, which offers support for players of our sporting clubs, won't change at all. So we still offer support through our free app. People can reach out and we can help navigate their mental health.
Jake, I'll be honest, as a bloke, without having your sport that you play on the weekends, that's tough enough. But for me, what got me through the period was being able to watch footy on TV on the weekends as well as a bit of an escape. Now that's taken away from us as well for both, you know, guys and girls that love watching their sport on TV as well as playing it. How's that going to affect, obviously, mental health? And have you got any advice for us on how to get through this period?
Yeah, it's a great point you make. I mean, a lot of people, even myself included, I still play local football now in the Ballarat Football League, and I'm certainly missing footy, although there are probably a lot of players out there who are probably happy the pre-season's cut short, but they certainly will be missing that connectiveness and that banter, you know, being around your mates and having a laugh and that. So some of the things that we recommend, even just watching football, as you mentioned there, it's funny, last night I was sitting on the couch and I was actually watching some old footage of old games and that back in the day. Even when I was in 2011, when I played at Port Melbourne, I was watching the old semi-final and the old grand final that we won. So you can jump online and just YouTube your favourite game these days, and you can kind of relive the old days, I guess, and bring up some old footage of your team, or even if you're lucky enough to get access to your own team's games. But we just got to do our best to stay connected as possible. A lot of great sporting clubs now have social media pages, and a lot of them have private groups for their players. So you can start kind of still have that banter communication through online, but it's not the same, and it is going to affect people's connectiveness and their mental health. But we've just got to support each other during this difficult time.
As you said, it will affect many people's mental health. And I know for you, a few years ago, especially when you were playing AFL, you had your own struggles and you came out the other end. How did you come out the other end?
Yeah, so I was diagnosed during my AFL career with clinical depression, and coming out the other end was a very difficult transition. And from when I was diagnosed, it wasn't until about 7 years later that I actually found the importance of actually going and seeing someone properly, sustainably, as a psychologist for a long period of time. So I was fortunate enough that I had people around me at the right time, but I had to actually make that step. And we encourage people now, especially more so where we're at, the environment that we're in, is the isolation can create the feeling that there's no one around, perhaps, and we can't reach out. Where in fact there are a lot of great online support now with psychology and counselling, where we can do a lot of support through those type of vehicles at the moment. So we encourage people still to take those steps. If you are feeling, you know, a little bit off, or you're not quite feeling yourself, especially at this high stress moment, there are a lot of great online platforms that can offer some services online.
Now, you're playing footy yourself. I've got four brothers who play footy. My dad coaches. So when it got taken away, not just the local games, but also the training, I know there's a lot of questions that they've been asking. How can they get through it? What are you going to do without the training and to keep that physical fitness and the agility that you need to go back to footy?
Yeah, so obviously physical and mental health play side by side. So we really want people not to feel like, we want everyone to stick to the government regulations and restrictions around isolation, but we do know that you can still get outside by yourself or with someone else and given the distance and still stay active, but it's very early in the morning or very late at night. So getting out and doing that's a really important component. So that's certainly something that I'm going to keep doing. Making sure everyone sticks to a routine and structure as close as they possibly can. And you'll find now that online, especially with a lot of fitness gyms and a lot of people that promote fitness and things like that, they're offering a lot of free online programs and services at this point in time. So simply, you can just jump on Facebook and find out what your local gym's doing or what your local fitness influencer, as they are these days online, that are offering a lot of great at-home workouts to stay active and stay fit. And even, I know my football club, we actually have a strength and conditioning coach who volunteers their time that's offered, obviously, some specific programs for home workouts. So we encourage players to take those measures, just to reach out to their club and say, look, what have we got available? If not, jump on Facebook or online and see what free resources are available at this time.
And for the people who are struggling, a lot of the time it is the males that don't want to speak up and maybe it's really affected them in ways they didn't even expect. Where do you advise them to go for more information or for help?
Yeah, so with our foundation, we encourage people, if they want to reach out and get some support or they just want to kind of understand what's available, they can jump on our website and message our welfare team through there. Otherwise, you can jump on our Facebook pages, which our team's currently actively on, quite heavily at the moment, given the circumstances. Just a message through there, just reaching out and just trying to get some support. We'd be more than happy to help anyone involved in community sport who might need some direction or support at this point in time. Otherwise, there are great websites. We know organisations such as Beyond Blue, Lifeline, 13, 11, 14, if you're feeling there's a crisis or you want to talk to someone, please pick the phone up and have a chat. Otherwise, Beyond Blue or even like Outside the Locker Room, which is otlr.org.au, we'd be more than happy to help out anyone.
Good on you, Jake. It's a brilliant thing that you're doing, mate, and we appreciate your time coming on and sharing your story and also giving your advice today. And during this time, and it's only going to get a bit tougher, but if we put these measures in place, no doubt we'll get through this together, mate. We really appreciate your time this morning.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Herbie, I've got a brilliant idea for all those people out there that are missing their footy. And I know that's you.
Well, it's me. I'm missing it. I know a lot of people across the Golden Valley are. They were just ready for round one and then boom, it's done locally for the meantime. And we know nationally they're on hold as well. The NRL, AFL sports all around the country.
Now, bear with me with this idea because it sounds terrible and I acknowledge that because when I saw that these guys were doing this, I was like, that is going to be the worst thing ever. However, last night I was glued to my screen for about half an hour and could have stayed longer because it made me feel like footy was back, kind of not as good. But you know what? In these tough times, we go to tough measures. So basically, I'm an NRL head, like diehard NRL fan. I'm
sure.
Raiders. So last night, the Raiders were meant to kick off round three with a game against St. George Illawarra. So there's a NRL Instagram and Facebook page I follow called NRL Roasting. They usually put up funny stuff, memes, all that sort of stuff, give you all news and stuff when you need to know as well. What they decided to do and kick it off last night, and they're going to do it this whole round, is at the same time every single game kicks off, they're going to get the NRL game on PlayStation. So they did it last night at 8 o'clock. It was the Canberra Raiders versus St. George Dragons. And what they did is they played an 80-minute length game, full-size game, on PlayStation. Two players played each other. They streamed the whole thing live on Facebook and Instagram. And what they're doing is, at the end of the game, whoever wins, they're taking the 2 points and creating their own NRL comp with points, players.
Genius.
And the best thing about it, right, and I was like, this is going to be lame. I tuned in. It's got the same commentators they have in the NRL and everything, the same players. And so you're looking at this terrible, 2D graphics going, I feel like I'm watching footy again.
See? Have you not played many video games?
Nah.
So I have to say, because, the commentary, that's nothing new.
No. I haven't played. I'm not a computer head at all.
You're not a gamer?
Nah, I'm
not a
gamer.
From way back?
Nah.
Tried to be a gamer, but my brothers never let me play.
Yeah, when I was a kid, but I thought, I've got a bit of an addictive personality, I reckon, so I thought the minute I buy a PlayStation again, you won't see me, so I purposely don't play.
But in saying that, now that you've seen this, do you reckon that you're just going to be a viewer, or are you intrigued to actually get involved and maybe take on one of the other competing teams?
Yeah, to be honest, I thought if I've got this much of an interest watching this game, I was like, if I end up playing this NRL, you won't see me for a week.
Do you reckon we could somehow bring it in locally to get the local teams to verse each other?
Yeah, if they want to play or create a PlayStation. If there's some genius out there listening that wants to create one for the local footy league, for the GVL in the AFL and all the players. All right, who are you? I've got the Shep Bears. Who you got this weekend, Herbs?
I didn't think that through.
If there is some genius that's got a lot of time, a lot of research up their sleeve, be my guest. I'm happy to play as well.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
I've got another conspiracy theory for you to do with coronavirus.
This is your third conspiracy theory in a row, may I say. The first one you thought, because TikTok's really going viral at the moment with people in their houses trying to be creative and come up with ways to kill time, and TikTok was created in China.
Mm.
You said that it's the only Chinese app that's gone viral around the world.
It's a first Chinese app that has cracked the Western world, yes.
Okay, so you believe that maybe that the virus was put out there so that then they could get TikTok out there.
Yeah, so their shares in TikTok went up.
Stupid.
Hang on, it's not my personal opinion. I'm just saying what the conspiracies out there are.
You said that. Now, yesterday you brought forward, which has done the rounds on the internet, one where a Netflix show insinuates that there was a thing called the coronavirus in this show in 2018.
Mm.
And so you did say, did this foreshadow what was coming, or did they already know?
Yeah, and it turns out there was coronavirus is a strain of the current coronavirus, but there's been many strains before, so it gives it a bit more context. But I did more research. There was too many similarities for my liking. This one though,
right.
I think this one is the best one ever. Have you ever seen the kids' movie Tangled? I
no, but it's. I know which one it is. It's sort of the modern take of Rapunzel.
Exactly right. And that's,
she's got the long hair.
That's exactly where I'm going with this. Now, this came out a few years ago. They're calling it one of the best kids' movies of the last few years. Now, listen to this theory, right? Rapunzel was put in quarantine for 16 years because, you know, like the story of Rapunzel or whatever the girl
is. She's not put in quarantine. She's sort of locked in a castle.
Yes.
Is the thing.
Right. It's very similar to what we're doing in the world at the moment. Listen to this. The town in Tangled, when you rewatch the movie that she's locked up in quarantine for, is called Corona.
Jeez. I mean, you've got something, but it's pretty far-fetched.
Hey, I'm just stating the facts. This is just what's happened in the movie and what's happening in the world at the moment. I'm going to leave it to you guys whether you believe it or not. It's out there in the universe now. She was locked up in quarantine. She lives in a town called Corona. Tangled, the kids' movie, predicted what's happening.
So, wait, you're saying that they knew what was happening all because she was locked in a castle in a place called Corona?
Yeah, that's it. They knew.
Nothing to do with virus, nothing to do with people dying, nothing along those lines.
Apparently, I haven't seen the movie, but I think she had coronavirus in the movie. Can't confirm that, though.
I can confirm. She definitely did not.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
This is where we predict your weekend. You tell us what you want to happen on your weekend. We have fortune cookies, and we'll tell you if that's going to come true. Now, I wanted to bake a pav successfully. I don't really know if my fortune was correct for me, so let's hope that we get a new fortune for our caller that's going to be a little bit better. We've got Sarah from Yarrawonga. Sarah,
Hello.
How are you going?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Now, tell us about your weekend. What's planned? And I'm going to bite into this cookie and see if it comes true for you, Sarah.
Well, I don't know if it's actually planned or not, but I'd love to go out for some wine this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
don't think that's possible with everything shut. But you know what?
Hey, you never know. Things could change in 24 hours. We don't know.
That's a good point.
I'm hoping for a miracle.
All right, Sarah, let me bite into this fortune cookie and see what's planned for your weekend, if it's going to be wine. Okay, I won't eat this one. I'll save
it. You really got that in your gob there.
Yeah, nearly went in the back of the throat, nearly gagged on it.
Your throat.
Sarah in Yarrawonga.
Yep.
Your kindness and generosity will be appreciated by others.
Aw. That's nice.
Does that mean anything to you?
Well, it's not useless. Wine, but it's very nice.
This segment sucks.
We might have to get rid of this. It's not predicting anything.
What has that got to do with wine? Your kindness and generosity will be appreciated by others. Does that mean anything to you at all, sir?
No.
Cool. Are you sorry that you called up, sir?
A little bit.
Cool. All right.
I love that you've nicknamed Sarah straight away.
What do you mean?
You've just gone to Sarah straight away.
We're all friends with everyone
getting
on this
friendly.
Show. You know, Sarah, do your friends call you Sarah?
No, they call me Sezzy Bear.
Oh, Eva, there you go.
Well, sorry, I shouldn't laugh.
Sezzy Bear, thanks for your call, and feel free to call back next week when Fortune Cookie Friday is not back.
No worries.
Good on you, Sezzy Bear.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
I tell you what, there's a lot of bad news in the world at the moment, and we're trying to put that aside because, you know, there's still good things that are happening and great things that are happening to people that we know. Now, I'd love to know this person because we potentially could, Josiah. As a local who lives here in the Goulburn Valley, has won $100,000 top prize on a Scratchits, one of those Scratchits to win.
This is unbelievable. I swear Scratchits are rigged that no, all you win is a free Scratchy and that's it. But not
all $5, you get one of the $3. That's it.
You never hear of someone actually winning the top prize.
Not the top prize. I've heard of maybe 1,000 going. I've heard of 500. But $100,000 off a $5 crosswords instant scratch-its ticket. This is unbelievable. It was purchased at Shepparton Plaza Lotto, which I tell you what, you could be counting your lucky stars right now. That's incredible.
I just hope whoever it went to is someone that's doing it a bit tougher at the moment or someone that's, you know, because there's a lot of people without jobs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Regardless, though, during these tough times, I tell you what, that would brighten your spirits up, wouldn't it?
So all we do know is that the winner is a local male from the Goulburn Valley and it was his daughter who picked it up for him and dropped it off.
Whoa.
So this is where for me I'm like, ooh, all of a sudden you're going to have to split that, aren't you? You've got to go 50-50.
You have to, surely.
I mean, you didn't pay for it. You just got given it.
I think a 70-30 split's probably more fair. He gets 70, she gets 30 for doing the hard work, but he still paid.
Well, I can tell you that he's come out and said, well, of course I'll be sharing some of the win with my daughter. And I also have a son who'll be getting some too. So lucky bugger's done nothing. Hasn't done any gift and he's getting some money.
Good on him. If he's listening this morning, I've just got one thing to tell him. I haven't told him this before, actually. I love you.
What's your address?
Yeah, I'm coming to find you today. Congratulations, guys. Well deserved. We like it when a good local feel-good story like that happens.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
We are doing a feel-good Friday, trying to highlight the positive things that have happened this week. I'm happy that my brother's coming back from America because of all this drama. Are you happy for anything, Josiah?
Yeah, I'm happy that you and I are going to be trying couples yoga this weekend.
Yeah, at least you're happy about that one.
That's one of us. Hey, let's Adele in Ngambi. She's called through. Adele, what are you happy about this weekend?
So I have been meaning to replant some of my plants. I've been growing some cuttings in my room, so I've been finally able to replant some plants and make a home little garden.
So hey. How good's that? Just a bit of extra time on your hands, Del?
Just a little bit here and there. Can't complain.
My housemates are planting things at the moment. Maybe this is a real vibe that's happening across the Goulburn Valley. How many plants have you got?
I've got probably up to 5 now, so it's getting there.
Hey, Adele, did you see in Italy, because of what's happened and everyone in lockdown, actually in Venice, where the channels are dolphins and the water's clearing out because there's not people polluting the waters at the moment, maybe this could happen like in Australia. If everyone's planting more, you know, trees and garden plants and all that sort of stuff like you are, it can only be good for the environment in this time.
100%. I think it's very important to everyone to just start thinking about the environment and start putting some good back into it. Best way.
Oh, well, we love what you're doing with your plants, Del. Because of that, you have scored a Macca's voucher.
Woohoo! Thank you.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
There's a massive weekend for all of us staying in isolation. Let's make sure we all stick to that. And so to find out what's going on around the Goulburn Valley and the Greater Shepparton area, we thought we'd get the Mayor of the Greater Shepparton City Council, Seema Abdullah, on. She joins us now. Morning, Seema.
Good morning.
Now, Seema, a lot has changed since we spoke to you last, and we know things are changing hourly with everything that's going on. Can you give us the latest updates with what's happening here locally regarding COVID-19?
Yeah, you're right. A lot has changed, and Council is updating its website daily about the services that have been modified or closed. But in terms of the latest is that the council offices are closed, but customer service can still take phone inquiries, and most businesses can be conducted over the phone. Similarly, our Kidstown, there have been closures. All of Kidstown, the playground, cafe, and toilets, they are not available for use. Some of the essential services, they are still continuing. Services such as Meals on Wheels, in-home services, immunizations, and maternal and child health, the aerodrome. And of course, your bins, they still need to be emptied. So that's all going on.
Brilliant. Hey, Seema, can I ask, obviously it's Friday, the weekend's basically here now. Obviously, we like to get you on to say what's happening this weekend in the Goulburn Valley. I feel like you're just going to say everyone stay indoors. Is that the main message that you and the council are trying to get across for everyone listening?
Absolutely. Stay indoors, stay home, stay safe, and do not interact, not follow the social distancing if you have to go out, and just be safe by following all the precautions that have been, that everybody has been communicating. Council is following the advice from the Chief Medical Officer and state and federal governments. And we just have to follow all these instructions and take these matters very seriously, not only for our own health, but also safety and health of other people who are around us. So please be safe and stay at home.
Seema, I've got a question regarding parking. I know in Sydney and Melbourne in their CBDs, there's been parking tickets that have been scrapped. Not every single one across the cities, but we know we've got them here in the Goulburn Valley. Will we see them getting scrapped anytime soon with everything going on?
Council is looking into all options, and we are very hopeful that things will be reviewed. And and I understand the stress that people are facing, and council also wants to make sure that things are easier and not difficult. So yes, there will be reviews.
Brilliant. Well, we know, Seema, that obviously you're a very busy woman at the moment. There's a lot of stress going on, and being the face for the Greater Shepparton region. So thank you for your time this morning. Thanks for all the hard work you're doing behind the scenes as well. And to everyone there, thank you for all you do. And fingers crossed we get through the next couple of weeks together.
Yep, we will. Thank you very much, and keep up the good work.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie
on Hit 96.9.